Now, o'er the sea, from her old love comes she, that draws the day from heaven's cold axle-tree. Aurora, whither slidest thou? Down again, and birds for Memnon yearly shall be slain. Now, in her tender arms I sweetly bide, if ever now well lies she by my side. The air is cold, and sleep is sweetest now, and birds send forth shrill notes from every bough. Whither runst thou, that men and women love not? Hold in thy rosy horses, that they move not. Ere thou rise, stars teach seamen where to sail, but when thou comest, they of their courses fail. Poor travellers, though tired, rise at thy sight, and soldiers, make them ready to the fight. The painful hind, by thee, to field is sent, slow oxen, early in the yoke are pent. Thou cozenest boys of sleep, and dost betray them to pedants that with cruel lashes pay them. Thou makest the surety to the lawyer run, that with one word hath nigh himself undone. The lawyer and the client hate thy view, both whom thou raisest up to toil anew. By thy means women of their rest are barred, thou set'st their labouring hands to spin and card. All could I bear, but that the wench should rise, who can endure, save him with whom none lies? How oft wished I night would not give thee place, nor morning stars shun thy uprising face. How oft that either wind would break thy coach, or steeds might fall, forced with thick clouds approach. Whither goest thou, hateful nymph? Memnon the elf received his coal-black colour from thyself. Say that thy love with Cephalus were not known, then thinkest thou thy loose life is not shown? Would Tithon might but talk of thee awhile, not one in heaven should be more base and vile. Thou leav'st his bed because he's faint through age, and early mount'st thy hateful carriage. But held'st thou in thine arms some Cephalus, then wouldst thou cry, stay, knight, and run not thus. Dost punish me because years make him wane? I did not bid thee wed an aged swain. The moon sleeps with Endymion every day. Thou art as fair as she, then kiss and play. Jove, that thou shouldst not haste, but wait his leisure, made two nights one to finish up his pleasure. I chid no more. She blushed, and therefore heard me, yet lingered not the day, but morning scared me.